Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Fine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum suspected that Mr. Webster was trying to take advantage of Grandpappy Spears and get his farm away from him. And so in the deed that Grandpap wanted notarized, Lum inserted a clause which would protect his old friend from losing his property. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner at the Jot 'em Down store and library putting up the screen door.
Abner, stop mumbling and get that screen door put up.
Well, Lum, I am. Doggies, this ain't no easy job, you know. And besides, I don't see yet what was wrong with that other door I had up.
It was the one for the back door. That was what was wrong with it. It was at least a foot too short there at the top.
I know it. I done that a purpose.
Well, a lot of good a screen door do that's too short.
Why, of course it do a lot of good. See, Lum, even if you got a screen door up, why, some flies is bound to get in. And that little opening at the top there was to let them out again. Can't you understand them things?
Yeah, but it's also a good place for them to get in. Do you ever stop to think about that?
Huh?
Hurry up now. Get the screen door up. You sure you got the right one this time, are you?
Well, it's the one that goes here. I still think the other would have been better, though. Say, Lum, would you pick up them bolts and slide them into the hinges here while I hold the door in place?
Yeah, just a second. I want to call up Cedric first and see if he's left home yet.
Well, wait a minute. I can't hold this door all day. I bend over to pick up the bolts while the door fall down.
Well, I got to get Cedric over here, though. He promised to move that barber chair out of here for me.
Move the barber chair?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, I sold it to Grandpa Masters.
Well, what in the world does Grandpa Masters want with a barber chair?
Well, I don't know. He's got the insomnias pretty bad lately, and he claims that chair is the only thing he can fall asleep in.
Did he actually pay you cash money for that? Wait a minute. I believe I see Cedric's car coming there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, nothing else would make a noise like that.
Well, good. Be glad to get you out of that chair. It's awful comfort to sit in, but it never looked quite right sitting here in a grocery store.
Yeah, well, maybe you can help me with the screen door here now, Lum.
Well, Cedric can help you. I want to write up a receipt for Grandpa Master.
Well, howdy, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, hurry up, Cedric. Get up on the porch here and lend me a hand with this door.
What are you leaning up against the door for there, Mr. Abner? Are you tarred?
No, I'm just putting the screen door up, Cedric. Reach down there and get them bolts now and put them in the hinges here for me.
Yes, boy. Well, first, I got to go in and move Mr. Lum's barber chair out. See, I got to tote it over to Mr. Grandpa Master's house.
Yeah, well, you can help me do this first, Cedric. It won't take but a second here.
Yeah, go ahead and help him, Cedric. I ain't done making out this receipt yet, no way.
Get the bolts for me now, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Whereabouts are they at now?
They're right down there. Let's see now. Whereabouts are them things? I recollect laying them down. Now, I had them just a minute ago.
Well, wait a minute. I see them. They're on the floor inside the screen door there.
Oh, yeah. That's them. I'll get them, Cedric.
Look up, Mr. Abner.
Hello, Cedric. Watch out. Now, look what you did.
Mom.
You pulled the door out of the hinges just when I hit them right there.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I had to get inside to get the bolts, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Yeah. Well, all right. Get the bolts in, Cedric, and we'll just have to put the hinges back together again here.
Yes, Mom. These two bolts here is all he is, ain't they?
Yeah, that's all. Now, come on now, Cedric. Here now. Grab a hold here. Lift up on the door just a little bit there while I shove these hinges in there together now.
Yes, Mom.
Things is kind of tricky. Quick as you get one hinge in, that other one comes right out again.
You got them both in now, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, I believe that's it. That's it. Now, hurry up now, Cedric. Slip up on there right now.
Yes, Mom. This is kind of rusty, Mr. Abner.
Rusty?
Yeah. Can't see very good. I'm standing on my tiptoes.
Yeah, well, hurry up, Cedric. I can't hold the door here all day.
I believe you'll have to use a hammer and pound it in.
Well, I got a hammer right here. It's laying right inside there. Can you see it?
Oh, yes, Mom, I see it. I'll get it.
Cedric, don't do that. Look there now. You pulled that door off again.
Oh, doggone me anyway. Clumsy, ain't it?
You sure are. Well, it's off now. You may as well get the hammer as long as it's off.
Yes, Mom.
Wouldn't have had to go to all this trouble if that Lum would have let me keep that other door up.
Yeah, I can pound them in now.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Now, let me get the door in place here before you go to pounding. Grab hold. Help me lift it here, Cedric.
Oh, yeah.
Easy now. That don't hold it up quite so high now, Cedric. A little lower, a little lower. Yep, that's it, that's it. There they go. Now, get the bolts in, Cedric.
Oh, get them in good now.
Yeah, hurry up.
Can't see those standing on my tippy toes this way.
I wish nobody'd never invented flies. Then I wouldn't have had to go to all this trouble.
Did they invent them?
I reckon so. We got them.
Who done it?
I don't know, Cedric. Hurry up. Get that bolt in there.
Yeah, I got that in good now.
Yeah, that's all right. That's good, Cedric. That's down. Now, get out of there now.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Mr. Grandpappy Spears.
Oh, my goodness alive. I reckon what he wants.
I know. Looks like he's mad about something.
Yeah, he's in a rush. You can tell
that. Abner, where's that pigeon-toed partner of yours?
How's that, Grandpa?
Where's that varmint lum at?
Oh, he's inside the store, but you can't go in there.
Who says I can't go in?
Oh, I do.
There ain't nobody going to keep me out of no place.
Well, Grandpa, just wait till we get this screen door fixed here.
I ain't waiting for nothing. I'm going in there and beat the knock-kneed daylights out of it.
Well, just wait a half a second, then you can go in there and beat the daylights out of it. Huh?
What in the world's all this fussing going on out there?
Grandpap said he's going to come.
Never mind, Abner. I'll tell him.
Well, go ahead.
Mom Edwards, I brung you the last legal business I'll ever give you.
What's the matter, Grandpap?
You know what's the matter. That clause you wrote in that deed.
Huh?
I never told you to write no such clause as that.
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. I admit you never told me to, but I was just doing it for your own protection.
Why, sure he was, Grandpap. That clause just says that if Mr. Webster don't put up that $100,000 to develop your spring into a health resort, why, then you get your farm back again.
Why, sure. Without that in there, you're liable to lose everything you got.
Yeah, Lum was just trying
to... When I need any help, I'll ask for it. That clause come right nigh beating me out of the biggest deal I ever made in my life.
Oh, you mean Mr. Webster backed out of the deal?
Well, he was going to. I had to go and get Squire Skimp to make me out another deed before Mr. Webster would take it.
Well.
There's the one you write. You can just keep it to remind yourself not to meddle into other folks' business.
Well, here, don't give it to me. I weren't the one that made this thing out.
And another thing, I've come in this store for my last time.
You ain't in the store.
Well, if I was in, I'd walk right out and never come back.
Oh.
And I don't want nary one of you bow-legged varmints coming on my place, neither. I'll take the first spavin-legged critter that comes in there and get the
Look at him go. Old Grandpap's sort of mad, ain't he?
Yes, well, he sure is.
Mad enough to fist fight a wild kangaroo.
Yeah, now that's gratitude for you.
Try
to help a feller to keep from losing everything he's got in the world, and what does he do? Turns around and accuses you of meddling in his business. Wants to fight you, even.
Yeah, well, that's Grandpap for you. With them tempers of his, and why, no telling what he's liable to do, you know that.
Yeah, it's just human nature, I reckon. I don't know. Suppose I oughtn't have did it, but, well, come on inside, Cedric, and get this barber chair out of here.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. We ain't done with the door here yet.
For goodness sakes, ain't you got that done yet?
Just about.
Well, hurry it up, then.
All right. Cedric, get the other boat now. Come on, let's get busy here.
See, where did I put that thing?
Why, well, maybe you put it in your pocket, Cedric. You had it there.
No, I don't believe I did. I don't feel it no worse. That's my pocket knife there.
Yeah.
Near as I can reach. Oh, doggone it.
What's the matter?
When I went in to get the hammer, I laid the other bolt down and left it in there.
Oh, my goodness alive, Cedric. Well, just one thing to do. Take your hammer, Cedric, and pound that first bolt out of there again.
Yes, ma'am.
Doggies. Never had so much trouble in my whole life. Got a good mind to just nail this dad-blamed door up and let the flies go around to the back door.
There it is.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine now, Cedric. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What are you doing there?
Huh?
What are you taking that bolt out for?
Well, Cedric left the other bolt inside. Naturally, we had to take this one out. Wait a minute. What's the matter with us, Cedric? We never had to do that. We could open the door with one bolt in.
Why, of course you could, silly.
Doggy, such ignorance.
Is this the bolt you want here?
Yeah.
Wait, I'll hand it to you.
Yeah, all right. Don't watch out, Lum. Yeah, now you did it. Push the door clean off my hinges again.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Well, anyway, here's the bolt.
Yeah, all right, much of mine. Well, come on, Cedric. Gotta get it back on there again.
Yes, Mom. This gets monotony, don't it?
It sure does. You know,
I'm just thinking, Mr. Abner, it'd be nice to have two screen doors on the door here.
How?
The flies come to the first door, and then when you open the door, they couldn't get inside the store because they'd run again that other one.
Doggy, that's a pretty good idea. Well, we get this one up, Cedric, and then I'll talk to you about that. Come on now, I'll grab a hold here. Easy. Little higher. That's it, right there. Now, get them dadgum bolts in there quick, Cedric.
Yes, well. That went in easy. I reckon it's because I put it in there and taken it out so much. Now, there's other'n.
Well, thank goodness that's dead. Doggies, I never had such a time getting the door up in my life. But it looks all right now, don't it? Come on, let's go inside, Cedric, and let me sit down. I'm tired.
Just well, me too.
Yeah, that works all right.
All right, come on now, Cedric. Let's get this barber chair out of here.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yes, well, wait till I lay the hammer down somewhere.
No, doggies, I'm tired.
Now, I figure if we both get hold of it... Uh-oh. Abner, do you recollect when we brung this chair in here?
I don't recollect nothing, Lum. I'm too tired. All I know is I'm glad I don't have to put screen doors up for a living. Doggies.
Well, I sort of hate to tell you this, Abner, but that barber chair is so wide, there's just one way we can get it out of here.
Yeah, if I... You mean...
Yeah.
Cedric.
Yes, Ma.
Get the hammer and knock them bolts out. All right, doggies, here we go again.